VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Dozens of student protesters in Hong Kong made another frantic attempt to escape a university that has been surrounded by riot police as the siege on the campus entered a second day. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
Waves of students fleeing on foot from the Hong Kong Polytechnic University, running through clouds of tear gas as they tried to break police lines. It was the second concerted attempt by students to flee the urban campus, which has been surrounded by police who have repeatedly warned they will use lethal force. Riot police chased down students, some of whom were covered in blood. It wasn't clear how many have escaped the campus successfully. The clashes raised fears that the siege would end in a bloody crackdown. Police have tried to break through protester barricades, but were driven back by the protesters. Early Monday, VOA saw police arrest dozens of students who were detained with plastic wire ties around their wrists. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Iran's supreme leader backed Sunday a government decision to increase fuel prices, which sparked deadly protests over the weekend. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei blamed thugs for damaging property in protests that left at least two people dead. His comments come as the government shut off internet across Iran in an attempt to quell protests over the raising of government-set gasoline prices by 50%. At least one Iraqi protester was killed and more than 30 others wounded Sunday amid renewed clashes on a key bridge in Baghdad. The protesters now have control of three bridges crossing the Tigris River toward the heavily fortified Green Zone, the seats of Iraq's government. Security forces have used live ammunition, tear gas, and stun grenades against mostly unarmed demonstrators, killing more than 320 people and wounding thousands. Security forces have come under heavy criticism for the use of deadly force. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers on both sides of the political aisle reacted Sunday after the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings in Washington. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time.
And we had a new president in Ukraine. We knew nothing about him. He came out of nowhere. We didn't know if he was a good guy or bad guy. We didn't know if he was going to support U.S. interests. It was perfectly appropriate to say we should investigate him.
Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript Friday of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon slipped deeper into political crisis Sunday as politicians struggled to form a government. Tens of thousands of Lebanese took to the streets in cities and towns across the country to demand a complete overhaul of the political class. Protesters have accused political leaders of corruption and are demanding social and economic reforms and adequate basic services. Hundreds of Haiti's national police officers were in the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and the northern city of Cape Haitien Sunday, demanding better work conditions and a union to represent and defend their rights. This is the second time in a month police have protested. One officer said the police are suffering because they don't enjoy the same benefits reserved for the leaders, and they don't have anyone to represent and defend them when they need it the most. U.S. President Trump has taken to Twitter to, in his own way, defend former Vice President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
The president has used some harsh words for the former vice president and now Democratic presidential candidate, but North Korea is calling Joe Biden a rabid dog who must be beaten to death with a stick. In a tweet aimed at North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Trump says Biden may be sleepy and very slow, but he's not a rabid dog and is actually somewhat better than that. Still, Trump adds he is the only one who can get Kim where he has to be and is urging the North Korean to act quickly, get the deal done. The tweet concludes with a hint of another meeting, saying, see you soon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.